Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yam Yarian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Mack. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Mack. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Hooper moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan bunts towards the mound. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Falk reaches second base with a double. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yam Yarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still throws the ball into Collins, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Perkins moves to third. Two outs. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. Collins strikes out. There goes Johnson. The throw from Perkins to second, and Johnson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McClellan. Walker moves to second. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shear bunts towards the mound. Mac fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-1 in the game. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser strikes out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGowan moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scheer strikes out. 2 outs. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Naylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galloway moves to second. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan, who is chasing the ball. McClellan reaches third base with a triple. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0 for 2 in the game. Yarian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McClellan scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Frank Mack. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Yarian moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scheer fields it and throws to home to get Yarian. Hooper moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Naylor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Courtney now pitching. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McGowan strikes out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. 2 outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hauser moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McClellan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shear strikes out. 1 out. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Naylor takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Naylor moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McGowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Naylor scores. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Yam Yarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yarian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.